May 9, 1913. Jesus and his celestial mama, especially during his passion. While praying, I was thinking about that moment in which Jesus leaves his most holy mother to go and suffer his passion. I said to myself, how is it possible that Jesus could separate himself from his dear mama, and she from Jesus? Blessed Jesus told me, my daughter, surely there could not be separation between me and my sweet mama. The separation was only apparent. She and I were fused together, and the fusion was so great that I remained with her, while she came with me. One can say that there was a sort of bilocation. This happens also to the souls when they are truly united with me. If, while praying, they let prayer enter into their souls as life, a sort of fusion and bilocation occurs. I bring them with me, wherever I am, and I remain with them. My daughter, you cannot comprehend well what my beloved mama was for me. Coming upon earth, I could not be without heaven, so my heaven was my mama. Electricity would flow between us, such that my mother had not a thought, which she did not draw from my mind. This drawing from me of word, will, desire, action, step, in sum, of everything, formed the sun, the stars, the moon and this heaven, together with all the possible delights that a creature can give me, and that she herself can enjoy. Oh, how I delighted in this heaven! Oh, how I felt relieved and repaid for everything! Even the kisses that my mama gave me enclosed the kiss of all humanity, returning to me the kiss of all creatures. I felt my sweet mama everywhere. I felt her in my breath. If it was labored, she would release it. I felt her in my heart. If it was embittered, she would sweeten it. I felt her in my step. If it was tired, she would give me strength and rest. Who can tell you how much I felt her in my passion? I felt her at every scourging, at every thorn, at every wound, at every drop of my blood, everywhere, fulfilling her office of true mother. Ah, if souls reciprocated me, if they drew everything from me, how many heavens and mothers would I have on earth?